Let's get right out to America's radio newsline, standing by Greg Gutfeld. He's the host of Red Eye and the co-host on The 5 on the Fox News Channel, author of a brand spanking new book, The Joy of Hate, How to Triumph Over Whiners in the Age of Phony Outrage. Mr. Gutfeld, welcome to America's radio news.
Thanks for having me. Good to be here.
The premise of the book, very interesting to me, because, and correct me if I'm wrong if this isn't the basic premise, but your contention is that the keepers of political correctness, which has typically been the left side of the political aisle, and who have wanted to be the gatekeepers, if you will, of what is proper to say and what isn't, they're actually typically the most rabid, are they not?
Yes. You've just summarized my book. Now you don't need me here anymore.
Well,
no, it's true. It's usually the tolerant. I call them the tolerotic. They pride themselves on being open-minded until they meet you, and they don't like you. And they become incredibly intolerant, which cancels out the whole point of tolerance. It only matters if you're around people you disagree with, because that's the only time you use it. But they're incredibly tolerant among the people who agree with them. So they use their fake outrage, their phony outrage, when they become intolerant of your point of view, whether, let's say, you're conservative or a Tea Party, or to silence you. So they actually use this truncheon of tolerance to shut you up by calling you all sorts of names, by demonizing you, by saying you're a racist. So they end up creating a culture of sensitivity where everybody is frightened of saying what they feel or think, even if what they feel or think is common sense.
Well, Greg, if that's the case, and I'm not saying it's not, how did we end up with Obama for a second term?
Well, I think that's part of it. I mean, if you watched what was going on in the last the last campaign, you know, if you did come out and let's say if you voted for President Obama and then decided not to, you could be construed as racist.
Mm.
That was a common, attack. Remember Bill Maher right before the election. What did he say? He said, attention, white people who are going to vote for Romney, black people know who you are, or something like that. He made that as a joke. But the joke was an unspeakable truth. They were using race against voters, or accusations of racism.
So, Greg, you're saying then the fear of being called a racist outweighed the economic black hole that the entire country was going down?
I think for those in the media and celebrities in general, economics was never a question.
What was the question?
Well, I think the question is cool versus uncool.
Yeah, and give us an example, one of the prime examples from the book, when you outline this. By the way, our guest right now, Greg Gutfeld, host of Red Eye and the co-host of The 5 on the Fox News Channel, the author of the book, The Joy of Hate, How to Triumph Over Whiners in the Age of Phony Outrage. Give us an example.
One, as a smoker.
Right.
That, to me, is where almost all phony outrage is directed, because we're running out of people to get mad at. So the easiest person is the smoker. By the way, I know smoking is bad. But, you have people who walk by you on the street, and I wrote a chapter about this, who give you grief because you're smoking. And I would point out that the bus next to you is billowing far more smoke than I am, and you don't seem to mind that. And we've created this whole phony secondhand and now third-hand smoke stuff that is just basically – everybody just goes along with it because they don't like smokers. And also you're going to be seeing this with food, or you're seeing it already in New York, with, salt and sugar. And the fact is you have a hypocrisy. Again, it's phony tolerance. Remember the left used to say, stay out of my bedroom. That's none of your business. But they have no problems getting on your plate, telling you what to eat.
Okay. Let's bring – I know it's a rather a comedic look at this particular topic, but let me bring it into a very serious situation, something I've noticed, get you to comment on it. Of course, today the focus on the American press has been all of the civilian deaths over on the Gaza Strip because of the Israelis fighting back. The fact that they're fighting back doesn't get to be stressed on quite as much. And
right.
Also the fact that Hamas is hiding these missile emplacements in civilian territory so the Israelis won't fire back on them. But that seems to be lost on the American press by and large as they just report the death toll.
Yeah, it's incredibly frustrating, and I always go back to this. The press loves the David and Goliath story, and they apply it in every story, in every it's always the Goliath who's bad, David is good, the small versus big. Israel, even though it's surrounded by enemies, is seen as the Goliath because of its relationship with America and its success. So it's like no matter what David does to Goliath or whatever Hamas does to Israel, you're right. They follow the same narrative. Hamas has always been hiding their missiles among their people. They have helped kill their people. And I love how I love how the press is talking about negotiations and compromise. It's like negotiating a compromise with your mugger. You know, so just give him the wallet. That's the compromise. So they're bombing you, and then you are expected to compromise while they're bombing you.
All right. The name of the book is called The Joy of Hate, How to Triumph Over Whiners in the Age of Phony Outrage. The author, Greg Gutfeld, you've known him, of course, from Red Eye and co-host on The Five over there on the Fox News Channel. Greg, good luck with the book. Let us know how it goes, all right?
You got it, buddy. Thanks.
Appreciate it.